Close your eyes and watch your breath. Feel the breath in the body. Notice where you feel it as it comes in, where you feel it as it goes out. Put your attention there and try to stay there. Any thoughts come through the mind, think about other things, just let them go, let them go. If they can come in, they can go out. Your job is to stay with the feeling of the breath. See if you can breathe in a way that feels comfortable. You can try longer or shorter, see which is better. Faster or slower, which is better. Deeper or shallow, heavier or lighter. Experiment for a while until you've got a breath that feels really good, and stick with it. If it gets so it doesn't feel so good anymore, you can change. But be alert to what you're doing and the results which you're getting. This is how you develop a skill. Today we're commemorating the passing of John Furrow. He passed away 40 years ago on May 14th, 1986. He was my teacher in Thailand. I lived with him for 10 years. Learned a lot from him. I think one of the best decisions of my life was to decide to stay with him as my teacher. And he was a person, as he said, I found him very wise. He said he didn't start out very wise. He was an orphan at an early age, raised as a temple boy. Temple boys don't have a very easy life in Thailand. They're pretty tough kids. When he turned 16, he realized that he began to listen to the Dharma being taught at the monastery and realized that he didn't have much of a bright future unless he was going to make something out of himself. This is the principle you see throughout the forest tradition. Many of them came from very poor families, but they didn't let their poverty, they didn't let their low social status get in the way. They saw that the Buddha offered them the path to true happiness. Whatever was required, they were going to do it. He encountered lots of difficulties on his path, but he came out successful. His mind was well trained. He was able to train a lot of other people. And as he said, you meet with difficulties in life. Don't go finding fault with the people outside. Turn around and find fault with yourself. See what it is that you're not doing right. You're constantly focused on the faults of others. The area where you really are responsible gets neglected. And as for dealing with difficulties, you have to make yourself like heartwood. He says, don't be like the sapwood, the softwood of the tree that's not useful for anything. The heartwood can withstand all kinds of things and not get distorted by them, not get beaten up by them. So make yourself like heartwood. We live in a world where there's a lot of difficulties. There's going to be a lot more difficulties in the future. So we have to make sure that our hearts are like heartwood. In other words, solid, of genuine value. Something that doesn't fall away, doesn't rot away easily. You want your qualities, the good qualities, your heart to be that strong. Because this is where true happiness is going to be found, looking inside yourself, seeing where you're lacking in terms of the causes for happiness. When you take care of the causes inside, the results are going to have to come. So make your heart like heartwood, strong, resilient. If you're not heartwood yet, you can make yourself that be that way. Think about the Buddha's instructions to his son. First meditation instructions, make your mind like earth. People can pour all kinds of garbage on the earth, but the earth doesn't flinch. Make it like fire. Fire can burn garbage, but it doesn't shrink away. Water can be used to wash away garbage. The wind can blow garbage around. But they're not affected by these things. Even though water is soft, it has its own it's imperturbable. Try to have that quality in your heart, that whatever comes up, you're not shaken by it. The Buddha used another image one time. He says, you want your mind to be like a pillar, a stone pillar, 16 spans long, 8 spans buried in the ground. No matter which direction the wind blows, the pillar is not going to shiver or shake. So whatever comes up in life, don't be shaken by it. To say, well, this is my past karma, something I've got to put up with, but I don't have to suffer from it. This is one of the reasons why we meditate. We have the skills that we have a sense of well-being inside. So we're not adding more difficulties on top of the difficulties coming in from outside. When you have a good refuge inside like this, then you can put up with an awful lot of other things that you might not have thought you could. So take an example from the teachers of the past. They had to put up with difficulties, but they said that they didn't complain about the difficulties. What they complained about was any areas where they were weak inside. And they didn't just complain about them, they did something about them. They made themselves like heartwood, something really solid, people that we can take as examples, people we can take refuge in as part of the noble sangha. You want to be able to take refuge inside yourself in just the same way.